Okay, let's begin Maseches Temura Daf Beis. Temura Daf Beis, as we get into the seventh to last Masechta here in Shas. Temura Krisas Me'ila Tamen Midas Kinim Nida. And Hashem, we start off a new Masechta, a new world, not a new Perek in the Torah, because Parshas Sefer Vayikra, the end, in Perek of Zion, that it talks all about Arachin and Bati Arichoma and Steachuza and Temura is there, but a new world, obviously, in Seder Kachim, as we get into the world of Temura. Temura is about the substitution of animals, as we'll talk about, and the second half of Temura is also about a related topic, that means Vlados of Karbanos, which is a type of Temura related issues. But first we get into Temura. The Torah tells us, in the end of Sefer Vayikra, in Perek of Zion, after discussing all the halachas that we just spent a couple of weeks on, the last month on, in Maseches Arachin, the Torah tells us, V'chol maaser bakar v'tzon kol she'er v'tachat ha'shevet ha'asiri ha'kodesh l'Hashem, maaser behema, right, maaser behema is what we discussed at the end of Maseches Bechoros, and then after that, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. The entire Masechta is based on this Pasuk. Lo yivaker beitov l'ra v'lo yibirenu. V'im haber yibirenu, v'yahu usmuraso yi'ekodesh lo yiga'el. Do not substitute, do not switch, lo yivaker, v'tov l'ra, v'lo yimiredu, v'mhamer yimiredu, v'yahu s'vraso yekodesh lo yigal. If you try to switch, if you try to be memir, so then both animals will be kadosh, yekodesh lo yigal. So there is a, according to most Rishonim, there is a mitzvah asay and a mitzvah lo sasay in this context. Earlier, in the same parak, we also have the pasuk. So really, the Masechta is about both pesukim. Pasuk Yud, at the end we have, but also pasuk Yud in the same parak. V'beima she'ekiv l'Hashem kar v'Hashem kar she'itim erakot l'Hashem yekodesh lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir also tov bara or ro betov v'mamer yamir v'beima v'beima v'yehu usbroso yekodesh. Why do we need two pesukim? As we will see, throughout the parak. The Rambam in Hilchos Temura, Temura is at the end of Sefer Karbanos. Me'il is in Avod, the Temur is in Karbanos, four prakim, and we'll start off as an introduction with the last halacha of the Rambam Menuchas Temura. Within the world of Tamei HaMitzvos, this is a much-discussed Rambam. The Rambam discusses, what is the reason for, what is the hashkafa behind Temura? Says the Rambam, Afal pi shekol chukei HaTorah gzeiros heim, kamo shebi'arnu b'sof me'ila. Even though, ultimately, all mitzvos are gzeiros hakasiv, ro'i lizboni b'hem. This is the Rambam talking. It's good to think about reasons for mitzvos. Roy lizbonin b'hem. V'chol asher atah yachol yitein lo tam, tein lo tam. And whatever you can give a reason for, give a reason for. It's good. It'll make it more connected to you. Hari amr chachamim harishonim sha melach Shlomo hevin rova ta'amim shal kol chukei HaTorah. Shlomo understood most of the ta'amim. So again, if he spent time working on the ta'amim, it must be something valuable and significant. Shlomo got most of them. And then the Rambam adds, Yireli, meaning the reason for Temura is not anything that he found in Chazal, but it's based on what he thinks. Yireli, Shezesh Amar HaKasav, Vahayahu Usmuraso, Yeh Kodesh, that which it says that both are Kodesh, Ke'inyin Sha'amar, is similar to V'imakdish Yigalas Pesov, Yasav Chamishas Kesav Erkachalav. Similar idea to when an owner redeems anything from the base of Mikdash, he has to add on a Chomesh. Is to add on his own more value, pay more than anyone else. Why? Yard the Torah l'sof machsheves ha'adam v'ksas yitzro hara. The Rambam says that the Torah goes down to the psyche of a person and his yitzahara, like he talks about in Gerushin Beis Chaf. Shetivo shel adam note laharbos kinyano v'lachas amamono. The nature of a person is trying to be marb his assets. The nature of a person is trying to grab and to make sure that he has a lot of stuff. And even after I promise to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, after the Chazarbo, it's possible that I will be Chazarbo and I'll want to retract. I'll make a Mishaberach in Shul, and then that night I'll think, how did I make that Mishaberach? You know, did I really want to give that amount of money? Did I really want, you know, I was under like peer pressure, you know, in front of everybody. V'nicham v'yiftav v'achad v'shavyo, and I'll give less. You know what the Torah says? If you want to redeem it, you add on a chomesh. You know what the Torah says? You want to give a different animal? Somebody's makdish an animal. Maybe they're going to be chozerbo. Maybe they're going to want to say, I don't want to give this amazing, fat, delicious sheep. I want to give a different sheep. I'm going to try to switch. The Torah says you can't switch. Can't switch. And low plug. Even if you want to give a better one, low plug. And even if you try to switch, it's an isser. So it's an aveira to try to switch. And it's a mitzvah, once it is done, to treat the animal, both of the animals, as karbanos. And then the Rambam ends off with a beautiful lashon, definitely a put on the refrigerator Rambam. Lakuf. All these things, all these mitzvos, and then he's going to generalize. Kedei lakuf yitzro lasaki deosaf, to channel and straighten my yitzer. And then he adds, v'rov dine Torah, most mitzvos. Interesting, he says rov. Rov, maybe some of them are xeros akasif. Rov dine Torah, einon ela etzos meirachop migadol haetza. Advice from afar, from the great advisor. Eitzos beirachok migadala eitza. Lesakin adeos uliyashir kalamasim. To straighten our deos, which the Rama means as midos, to straighten our religious personality, and to make sure that we are on the straight and the narrow regarding our actions. That's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumura. So again, it's all about perfecting ourselves. It's all about making sure if we want to do something, don't back out. Don't back out if you make a decision in a mitzvah, in anything. You know, we can't be toa al harishonos. That's the mitzvah of, and the what's the background of Temura. The Sefer HaChinuch also discusses in Shinun Beis, the mitzvah of Temura, also in Bechukosai, where he talks about Leos. Well, maybe we'll look at some of the Chinuch to get an overview of some of the halachas of Temura. Again, Temura is one of those areas of halacha where we shouldn't dream about doing these mitzvahs. Right? We don't dream about it, the mitzvah of Avelis. We don't dream about the mitzvah of returning Gezel. We don't dream about the mitzvah of Tzmura. It's just, if this happens, this is what we do. The Chinuch says, what's the mitzvah? Doesn't say, Lahamir. That's not a mitzvah. That's an Avera. The mitzvah is, Lihios, I'm reading from the Asay, Shinin Beis. Lihios HaTzmura Kodesh. If you switch, so then both shall be kodesh, and this is a mitzvah asei. To be, they have to be both kadosh, and we have to treat them as kusha. We'll talk about, did anything happen to the first animal? All the Rishonim are mentioning, and you should treat them both as kodesh. Before he did anything, he had to treat the first one as kodesh. Was there a new chalos in the first animal? That there's an extra? Like, not only do you violate me'ila, but you're going to violate the mitzvah zaseh of treating it kodesh? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like from the Rishonim, there's some chalos even in the first animal. V'haraya, that he quotes, there's a raya that's mitzvah zaseh from Dav Dalet, which we'll get to. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. But then the Chinuch says, he quotes the Rambam. But then first he says, you can't not quote that Rambam. The Chinuch quotes the Rambam. The Chinuch doesn't always quote the Rambam. In Mishnah Torah and Bechal Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban quotes the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim more than the Chinuch does. The Chinuch usually gives his own time. The Rambam doesn't give too many Tamei HaMitzvahs. But for this one, the Chinuch quotes. But the Chinuch here gives his own. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, that Sheratza Hashem HaBarachu LaHatil Mora B'Lei B'nei Adam. Bechal Anyani Hektish. Don't fool around with Hektish. Don't think that, oh yes, it is, it's not. You know, just hektish is hektish, and you should have mora hektish in your minds. And that's what the message of Temura is. Ukrosha kasafti bebinyan abayis hakadosh v'keleha b'seder vayichli truma. Look what I wrote in the midst of truma. Shimtir al tzadap shak kavarasenu b'chomer agadol haroi lan alino b'kodesh. You have to treat hektish with awe. And therefore, kedei l'kvoa b'libeinu, moras inyan hakodesh, to be kovei in our hearts, mora, the Torah says, you can't change anything. Leval nishane hadvarim, ela mikiva shediskatsha habehema tiyeh b'ktushasa la'olam. What is kadosh? It's forever kadosh. Velo nachshov la'hafkia miktushasa u'lachlifa b'meir acheres. Don't think you can change. Again, there's something called pidyon from hektish. The Achronim discussed. That's different. There, it's already hektish, and I'm going to give something. So why isn't this just pidyon? Right? Why? What's the difference? Pidyon is mutter. Pidyon sometimes is encouraged. And here, no. This pidyon is usser. V'im yotzi adavar mipiv sheteafich machshavaso v'chom maaseh v'tiyan eshtiyan kodesh. Kiyubav maisav lafkiya kedusha v'tiyan lahefech shetespashin yosef v'tispos hakol. And that's the chinuch. Again, maybe it's all totally on the kavana. But we'll have to get to that. But that's some of the Tamei Mitzvahs, the Rambam, and the Chinuch. But again, most Rishonim hold that this is a Mitzvah Haseh and a Mitzvah Lo Haseh, which is interesting. I was trying to think. This relates to, we've touched on, there are at least three different sugis and shas that talk about the overlap between a Mitzvah Haseh and a Mitzvah Lo Haseh. Overlap. I mean, we've given examples of these recently. Number one, Asi Docha Lo Haseh. That's one. Right? We'll get to Noser, but that's a little bit later. Asi Docha Lo Haseh. Then we have Mitzvah Ba'Bavera. Then we have Lavanita Klase. Right? Three different areas of Halacha where we have a overlap between Aseh and Alos Aseh. One place where we already did the Avera. Now the question is, what should I do? Lavanita Klase. One of them is, am I allowed to do the other two are really, am I allowed to do it? Am I allowed to do the Mitzvah knowing that there's going to be an Avera? One yes, one no. Aseh Doch Alos Aseh. Mitzvah Ba'Bavera, I'm not allowed to do. I'm not allowed to do. Even if it might be Be'idna, but again, maybe not. Maybe, maybe it's Dafka beforehand. Maybe it's Dafka beforehand. Generally, Mitzvah Aveira, the ends do not justify the means. And I say, Dochalos, I say, sounds like, well, maybe you don't have a choice. Maybe it's Be'idna, and you don't have a choice, and you have to. Mitzvah Aveira, usually you're not doing the mitzvah yet, until afterwards. Usually. That's what, how it, occurs. You can't do an Aveira to get to the mitzvah. But how each of those, relate to each other is interesting, because Temura is an Aseh and Alos, I say, also, but it's more similar to don't do it. Don't do it, and if you did it, like a lav hanitak la ase, as we will see. So the Mishnah says, similar to how we started off the last Masechta, Hakol Meimirin, right? Everyone can be Meimir, but not as the Mishnah is going to say. It doesn't mean like Hakol Ma'arichin that it's a good thing, but Hakol Meimirin, everyone can be Meimir, Echad Anashim Ve'Echad Anashim, men, women, they all can be Meimir, as we'll see, as long as it's their carbon. You can't be Meimir on somebody else's carbon. But as long as it's your carbon, you can be Meimir, unless maybe you have permission. Lo sha'adam rashay lahamir, not that it's a good thing, not that you're allowed to be meimir, elishim heimir mumar, but if you did it, it works. Hakol meimir just means everyone can create the chalos. Everyone can create the chalos. V'sofek es arban, and there is a chiyuv malkus if one is meimir, and we'll have to see about that in Chazal and in the Rishonim. But let's go back one by one. Hakol meimir, so Rashi says, Behakom emirin behemas chulin zu tachas zu shel hektish, right? Behemas chulin, this chulin animal in front of this hektish animal. According to Rashi here, are they both in front of you? Not 100% clear. Just as this chulin with this kachim, maybe one's at home. But it sounds like, if you look at Rashi in chulin daf beis, he says it beferish. Rashi in chulin in the first daf says where this comes up, Hakom emirin, says Rashi, Yavi behemas chulin etzal behemas kachim. You bring them together. V'yomar zu tmura zu hakol tmura. Rashi says that in chulin that beis the Rashash there in chulin wonders that we have mishnayos that are beferish against that. Right? We will see later on. The Rashash says on that Rashi chulin that beis he says b'tmura sof perak hay tznan afilu tachas chatas va'ola sheyeshli b'bayis tvarav kayamin. Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah we're going to have later on. Daf Chaf Aleph, the fifth parak. So the Rashash wonders, why would Rashi say that one would need to have them both in front of you? You don't need pashtus, but that is the that's the question of the Rashash. Is there a difference if they're both in front of you? Tzarachin. That's the Chavdal. It is the beginning of the fifth parak, but that's what the Rashash says. If you look in the end of the fifth parak, what daf was he referring to? The Mishnah later on. On Daf Chav Zayin. On Daf Chav Zayin, he talks about all the different types of permutations of Tamura. So again, we'll have to get to that. We'll see if this. We'll come back to this Rashi. Is there any echo lahalacha if they are both in front of you? So Akol Meimirin, men or women, not that a person is allowed to be Meimir. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? Don't think that it's Mutter. Of course it's not Mutter. The Torah says it's Usser. We might have like misread the language of the Mishnah and forgot what it says in the Torah. You know, what's the halacha? It says the Cheshek Shlomo. Maybe the Havamina is that maybe Tamura is only usher if you really want to switch. What if you want to do Tamura, but you plan to keep both of them as Hektish? You're trying, but you know. Says the Cheshek Shlomo. Shebechol mikper asa lahamir afilu machavin lino kedusha b'shtea behemos. Don't think We've been talking a lot over the past couple of weeks about different ways to be machter something. You could be machrim, you could be marich, you could be machdish. Maybe I can be meimir. Maybe that's another way of transferring kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Torah is saying. No, don't think that this is another mechanism that you could use of tamura, zu tachazu. Even if you have kavanah to be no kedusha in both, don't say that the law is only when you have kavanah to be mechala the kedusha. No, this is not a mechanism that is allowed to be used. So we made a comment about akol mamirin, rashai lahamir. Now sheim hamir mumar. So if you're meimir, then it is mumar, it works. As we mentioned before, is there any chalos that happens on the first animal? So the language of the Rishonim, I'll read the Sefer HaChinuch again. The language of the Rishonim seemed to say that something even happens to the first animal. The first animal is Kodesh. I try to stretch it, and now it goes on to the other one. Says the Chinuch. When the Chinuch always summarizes, v'noah heges b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zacharim b'nekevus v'over alav b'hemir v'lo noha kedusha b'shtei habehemos. If you're not noah kedusha by both, he doesn't just say the second b'shtei habehemos klomar barishona ubit murasa. He mentions it b'feirish b'talasei. So it's fascinating. You're mevatel. If I have this carbon, I could violate me'ila. I try to do tmura to it, and I have a second one. The first one, something happened to it also. And I'm a vatel v'yasei ayavahayahu usmuraso yekodesh. You might have just read that pasuk as, the first one is still a karbon, and the second one now is a karbon. And if you, this asei is only going on, really conceptually, the second one. But the chinuch says beferish, if you don't know, if I'm not knowing kedusha by either one, I'm a vatel asei milvad ha'onesh yish bedavar shemol bekodesh. Besides me'ila, I also am a vatel this mitzvah asei, if I'm not knowing kedusha on the first animal as well. So that's fascinating. There, Michal Tzchinuch talks about how do you do tshuva for the Isra of Temura, and all the other details that we're going to get into, B'ez Hashem, in this Masechta. That's on the next line, right? Some other Achronim, wonder about that. This issue goes to the root of one of the Lamdish questions in Temura. One of the Lamdish questions, none of the Chakiras. Number one, is this a new Hakdasha? Or is it an extension of the original Hakdasha? Meaning somehow I am transplanting the original Hakdasha to stretch it. Stretch the original Hakdasha. I was Makdash Animal A last week, and today my original Hakdasha expands onto Animal B. Is that what happened? Or no, this is somehow a new Hakdasha. It's a new Hakdasha. I have Kedusha, and now I'm being Makdash this other animal. It happens to be related to the first animal, but it is a new type of Hakdasha. Or the new type of Hakdasha, right? Or to say it a little differently, is the root Isser the removal, trying to remove something from A, or is it trying to transfer in an illegal way a chalos to B? Again, they're related. Again, is the problem with the removal, or the illegal way of creating Kedusha? Those are related, but the two of the ways. One of the letters in the back of the Griz, Ala Rambam, discusses this as well. The question, I think the first Chakira. But how do you look at the Akdasha? Okay, last line of the Mishnah. 40 Malkas. You get one set of Malkas. Ask Tosfos, doesn't it say two Isurim in the Torah? We just read it before. Lo Yamir, Lo Yachlifenu. Asks the... Ask Tosfos, she got two Malkas. V'yim Tomer, amai lo tani shmonim. Toksiv lo yachlifen of lo yomer oso. Two Isurim. Tosfos, 2 days. V'yish lomar, delo nachas laminyim Malkias. El klomer delokia la. Number one, correct. Number one, it's true. It says 40, it doesn't mean 40. It means 40 each. 40 for each Avera of Tamura. Number one, v'od yish lomar. And then Tosfos gives a second answer. Delo olam lo laki ela arboim. No, 40. V'trei lavi trichi, because both of them are needed. So he could have said 40 because of a different reason. But 40. Why? Both of them are needed. V'trei lavi trichi. Chad v'karben shalo, v'chad v'shal chaveiro, ukegon, da'amar, kalarosa lahamar, yavo v'yamir. Maybe two lavim are needed. One for my animal, one for an animal that I was given the authority to be meimir on. Okay. But either way, fundamentally, we always look for the Nekudas Machlokas and Tosfos. Okay, we could do that here. But both Deis and Tosfos are fundamentally holding that there should be double Malkas here. The second day it just says there's not double makas because you have a tzricha so you can use it for something else. But both fundamentally, once you get double makas, you look in the Briska Rav right here, the Griz, again, Baruch Hashem, we have a Griz on Arachin and we have a Griz on Temura. The Griz says maybe the 2 days of Tosfos are related to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam and the Ramban have a large discussion in Sefer HaMitzvos. In Sefer HaMitzvos related to when the Torah, sometimes the Gemara says, Lavra Allah Beveth Lavim. Right, sometimes the Torah says an Isser five times. It says it five times. How many malchus do you get for that? So the Rambam says very strongly in Sefer HaMitzvos that, of course, you only get one set. The Rambam in Shoresh Tishii says, the Griz quotes this Lachlokes, to call Hecha Damrina Begemara, to overall Beis Lavim, Oasei, Eino Roy Lachshov, Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo. Says the Rambam, it doesn't mean that you're going to count three Averas or you're going to get three malchus. It's just for emphasis. It says it four times to say it's really bad. But it doesn't mean you're going to get more than one set of malchus. The kavanas lagamara, the over al harbe asharos, aval hushem echad, the eno roy lachshov kola bifne atzmo, the gabe putisa I. Remember that gemara in Makkos, that if you eat a bug or an ant, you get four malchus, because it's four separate psukim and four separate shemos iser. You get an iser for a sheretz of the aretz and the sheretz of the yam and the sheretz of the air, all the different, but it's different isurim. Sheretz hamayim val sheretz haofa kadome. Now the Griz is talking. The Sovar HaRambam, the Kol the Hamusar Havi Echad, Afal Pi Sheyesh Azharos Harbe Enoloke. Mishum the Zed Din Miyuchad B'Malkus. The Enoloke Eladavke Hechad Hashemos He Miyuchadim. Go to Putisa, Lishidas HaRambam. The Loki, Misheretz Hamayim, Misheretz Haof. Aval HaRambam Masig Alav. Visover the Hechad Arminim Gemara Dover Beshe Lavim. Yamkin Loki Shnayim. You get two Malkus. Ella hecha dika tzrichusa az ino over alav echad. Beautiful. Tosus goes like the Ramban. The Ramban and Tosus is holding like both days of Tosus. The Rambam so over to call echad the nishne halav ein ze mikri beiz lave avayavi lav echad. Umali and nisha beiz pa'amim. The Ramban so over to the odafke mish tzrichusa az arminan de be'emes havi lav echad. Ella shishtab shim tzorech. Aval hecha dein tzrichusa. Ella the amridan the kasa atar mishim lavar beiz lavin. Baze chitsha atar davi beiz lavin veloke shtayim. The ain chiluk bein lavin lamalkus, says the Ramban. If it's two lavim, lavim beis lavim, why would it be beis lavim? What the Torah is emphasizing, right? Divrei Torah klashim bnei adam doesn't say that here. So that is what. So imkei mevur the kavanas atosvas atosvas over kishitas haRamban. Right, see this Ramban. Tavateres harishon kasvu delaki beis v'zeo mamish kaRamban shamuzar v'lav echad. Ela even he says in the second teres the pateres habeis sari delaki achad bishum de it's trichi. Right, but we call makom kibud ika tzrichasa v'chul, and he continues, and then he gets into general. Why does the Rambam get? What about Bali Rabbi Matzai?
Other related issues. But that's an important lumdish and tosfos here about how many isur. Okay, while you get Malkus bechlau, we'll have to read the Rambam soon. But Hashem, in the beginning of Hilchas Temura. Temura is a very lumdish besekta. Every besekta is lumdish, but Temura has a lot of lumdish to it. Says the Gemara, Haguf Agasha. 1 second. The Mishnah itself seems to be contradictory. Amart hakol mi mirin lechatchila. The first line of the Mishnah, again, very unusual. Going back to that Cheshek Shlomo. Why would we have thought it's mutter lechatchila? The Torah says not. Okay, but you might have gotten a misimpression just reading for the Torah Shebal Peh. Hagufa, kash, amart hakol mi mirin lechatchila. V'hadar tani lo sha'adam rashoy lahamir b'di'evet. So the Gemara says, v'tizbara. Is that really logical? Hakol mimirin lechatchila. Adikash chalav mimasisan tikshi lechakra. Right, as the Gemara asks, as I just said. But it's even fascinating the Gemara even had that as a stage. Tichsev lo yechlifen of lo yomer oso. Ela amar Rav Yehuda hachi ketani. Really, it means hakol matfisin b'tmura. It works. It works. Not that it's mutter. And that's why this Gemara, here it is, we're going to get in the next couple of dafim, we're going to get into the major sugya of Kol Milsa David Rachmana. Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani, because that has to do with does it work or not? Hatfasa. So here it is. So Elam Rav Yehuda Hachitani, Hakol Matfisin B'Tmura, Echad Anashim, Ve'echad Anashim, Lo Sha'adam Rashay Lahamir, Shem Hemir Meimir, Mumar V'Sofek Es Harban. Good. Hakol Asuyemai, as we had back in Chulin, and back in Arachin. Right, what does the Hakol mean? Hakol is anybody can be Meimir. So the Mishnah says men and women, but we assume the word Hakol is also including a category of people. Hakol Asuye Mai, Lasuye, Yoresh, Utalok Rabbi Yehuda. Yoresh, if a person yarshins his
father's karban, and then he can be memer it. His temura is temura. Why is that a chiddush? Doesn't it belong to him now? The father was already designated as a karban. Deloka, Rabbi Yehuda, because we know, not all Tanam agree to this. Ditznan, Yoresh, Somech, Yoresh, Meimir. These are put together, right? A Yoresh could do smicha on his father's karban, and the father wasn't able to be makarban until he died. Smicha is a personal thing also, a personal avoda, so to speak. But a Yorish can't do that. Yorish meimer div Rabbi Meir. A Meir says yes. Rabbi Yehuda omer Yorish eino slomach, Yorish eino meimer. And Rabbi Yehuda excludes from both. So our Mishnah that says hakol, which includes Yorish, is going like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Even stop there for a moment. Everything you want to know about smicha, but we're afraid to ask, is in the first Minchas Chinuch in Sefer Vayikra. Because that's the first time he talks about karbanos, the mitzvah of karban ola. So that's where he talks all about the details of smicha. And, he discusses this sugya of Yoresh. And he discusses, is it dafka Yerusha from the father? That's what Rashi's example here is. Rashi, Yoresh Shehemir, Karban Shefresh, Aviv B'chayav. Aviv. He keeps saying Aviv. But if you look in that first Minchas Chinuch, again, many questions about smicha, kuf tes vav, but some of them has to do with yoresh. Ulech ore ye safik, asked the Menchas Chinuch. I'll just read a little bit. Hadi yoresh somech, efshar dafka she yoresh a karban me'oso shayev ben smicha. Maybe only from someone who is a bar smicha himself, then he could do smicha. The father was a bar smicha, so the son does smicha. Me'aviv omishar yarshim. What are the yarshim from his mother? Right, a mother does not have to do smicha. Is she allowed to do smicha? Question. But she does not have to. Shlo haisa bas smicha, o mesuma, or from a blind man. V'chadome. If ken a karban hazeh lo neschai b'smicha klas, the morish didn't have to do smicha. So efshar, de'ena yore somech, de'lo yore eschus el shlo haya etzel morisho. Number one, ach pshat lashon mashma de someh b'chalinyin. But it sounds like, why not? It just so happened that the Morish didn't have the chiyuv. Right now it's my carbon, I'm related to it, and it's my chiyuv. Right? Kivan tu bar chiyuva chala alava mitzvah. Once I'm a bar chiyuva, it's chal on me. Upacha de la hefech, the opposite. What about if a woman is Yoreshes, her father? So then, kion isha shiyarsha karban meyavi, avagad the carbon hazeh, haisa mutelas mitzvah smicha, kivan doa isha ena bas smicha, ena somechas, kein nire pashut. The root issue here might be, and again, the Brisker Rav talks about it here too, when a yoresh gets the carbon, so does he become the bala carbon? Is he now the bala carbon, or is it, he's not, but there's a ribui larabos he's included. So it can work in both directions. Meaning, if he's not the real bala karban, maybe that's the solving of the Menchas Chinuch. It's really the Morish's karban. But now I'm doing the smicha, so maybe if the Morish was a woman, there wouldn't be. Or maybe no. Maybe I'm now the bala karban. Maybe I'm not the bala karban, the Yorish. So that's the question. Then he talks about a woman herself doing smicha. In Ma'isha Samche, Malkinosa, Milav de lo Savod Bivachar, Eino Barur. Not clear whether the woman would get Malkus for the Isra of Ishtamshus of Avoda Bekadshim. The Efshar, because remember the Smicha you have to put with all Bechal Kocho. Kiva da Torah hitir beferish kan Avoda Bekadshim. The imit nashim mi b'nei Yisrael somchim. V'lo b'nos Yisrael. Efshar d'lo ahadji l'Yisrael kama. Ah, Tosas basic yud base. Right? Maybe it's usher to do work with an animal. But with a karban. Mutter to do Smicha. So now when the woman doesn't have to do Smicha, does she revert back to step one? Or no, step two is always step two. She doesn't have to do this mitzvah. But it's not a hadre l'isur kama. You're not back to step one. So he says, inyan ahadre hu iyun amok. Minchas Chinuch says that. This sugya of ahadre l'isur kama is inyan amok. U'bimishal malach me'ila hevisham b'kiyus. The Mishnah Lamach brings his Bekiyas. We say the Minchas Chinuch brings his Bekiyas. But he says, that's the, but again, that's a lot more about Smicha. Maybe we'll talk more later if there is time. But again, Rabbi Meir holds that a Yorish is Somech and Nemir. Rabbi Yehuda says not. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say excluded? Yol of Tchilas Hektish, Misof Hektish. So this Lashon already gets related to one of our Chakiras. Sometimes the Gemara can be graphic in its description of Chakiras right here. Tchilas Hektish. Tchilas Hektish is what we would call Tmura. Right, we wouldn't have called Tmura Tchilas Hektish. That's the end of the process. But Tchilas Hektish makes something Hektish, Misof Hektish. Smicha is Sof Hektish. Right, it's already been Kadosh, and now you're doing something while it is Kadosh. So that Lashon even relates to our issue. Right, Rashi quotes, it's relative. Tchilas Hektish, Misof Hektish.
Tchilas hekdesh tmura, sof hekdesh smicha, tahavi samuch l'shchita. It's at the, almost at the end of its hekdesh days. Right, it's about to be shechted. Take up the smicha shchita, as the Gemara says elsewhere. And then he says, v'kasha, v'hakari lava tmura, sof hekdesh, look in Nazir Laman Aleph. Tmura is called sof hekdesh. Mishum de lo ari hasa mesmicha klal. Because there it's not comparing it to smicha. V'havile tmura sof hekdesh, lagabi karbon, shehimirubo. Dose of carbon, have a rishon, mechilufa, have a sheni. If you're comparing the tmura carbon to the source carbon, then tmura is called sof hekdesh. If you're comparing tmura to smicha, it's tchilas hekdesh. Fascinating. Aval hacha, daka mishtainan, besmicha, have le tmura, tchilas hekdesh, lagabi smicha, shehila basof, shetake of the smicha shchita. Right, he goes to the Gemara, in Brachas. And therefore, you have to know, the same words can mean the opposite. Based on the sugya that you're in. Is tmura tchilas hekdesh v'sof hekdesh? Depends what you're comparing it to. Amazing. So the Gemara says here, it's compared to smicha, so it's tchila. Ma sof hekdesh, just like sof hekdesh, smicha, yoresh eno somecha, tchilas hekdesh, yoresh eno meimir. Just like smicha excluded, so too tmura. V'smicha gufi minol. And how do we know that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a yoresh is excluded from smicha, tlas karbano ksivei. Because it says, his karban, karbano, three times. Chad karbano velo karban ovei kochavim. Want to exclude a non-Jew's karban? Lechad karbano velo karban chavero. And number two, to exclude your friend's karban. Chad karbano velo karban aviv. And the third, to exclude father's karban. So a pasuk that tells me, actually need a pasuk to exclude. I mean, what would I have thought without the pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda brings a pasuk to exclude Yorish. So pashas misvara, I would have included Yorish. So let's hold on with that. But that's the three according to Rabbi Yehuda. Tosas discusses here. We quoted this Tosas back in the previous Masechta. Tosas on the bottom discusses you need a pasuk to exclude a guy's karban. Karban of lovik ochavim v'im tov marias Tosas l'may itzrich karbano lahachi hanafka shapir mi b'nei Yisrael somchin v'in ovdik ochavim somchin. You already know that a guy doesn't do smicha. Says Tosas, wow, a goy doesn't do smicha, but I didn't know that a goy's carbon doesn't need smicha. Gavra chefsa. Says Tosvis, that is just from the Gavra. The Yesh Lomar, the Itzrich, the Mao, the Tema, Ein Ovi Gochavim, Atzmo Somechal Karbano, Miyu HaKohanim Somchin Alein, the Kohanim take his carbon and do smicha. Sometimes we find that. By Nesachim, we find that a Gavra doesn't do it, but the carbon needs. The carbon needs. What about a regular carbon? A Yisrael can't do the Avodah. Besides shechita, but the avoda is needed mitzvah the karbon, right? So there's a difference, right? Sometimes all the discussions, remember in Masech HaZachim, where the karbon has to be standing, where the person has to be standing, when he does the avoda, the makapo, the shochet. So there's different halachas mitzvah the gavra, mitzvah the karbon. So Tosfos says, find the goy might be excluded from doing smicha, but maybe the karbon might still need smicha. O mishamachi itzra karbano lomar she'ein v'karbon ovi kachavim smicha klal. No, it doesn't need smicha at all. The emek bracha. And on page Kuf Gimel says, it's Medinia Karbon. Medinia Karbon might have needed smicha, even though Mitzah the Gavra, who made that brings the Karbon, does not need. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, just like he discussed, what about a woman? What about a goy doing smicha? Does he get the Avera? Not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bei Noach, Avodah V'Kodshim, right? So he discusses, what about a goy doing smicha? Let me just find it. A guy doing smicha bipturim. V'hayanira le'elu shebipturim mismicha. Ein anu menichin osam l'smoch. De'ovim alos asei davod bekachim. If somebody is putter, like we said, maybe we won't allow them. Ach goy de'en mitzuva alzeh imrotza l'smoch ma'ech batlan. What do we care if the guy does smicha? He's not mitzuva, so maybe we would allow him. The cheresh v'shote imrotzim l'smoch. Kivan sheim ein bezim mitzuvin la'afrisham yachon l'smoch. Ach aser litelem lismoch biyadayim motach ibum ach katan. What about a katan? Nirali dimigiel achinuch mitzvah lachanchav litelem lismoch after he avera avoda bekadshim. There's chinuch on the mitzvah of smicha, but there's an avoda bekadshim. That's already only nitar unless there's a mitzvah like an asay to do it. But he says imigiel achinuch there's a mitzvah mechanichim and mitzvos even though there's an avera. Hakasu tosus psachim daf peches gabe pesach shalolim nuyav delachancho shari umitzvah ika avavishi avera. Wow. Imgein achinami because she gave the chinuch mitzvah lachancho lisboch av sheishitosh duraka la'av mitzvahs chinuch. Well, he discusses getting into that sugya, but then he discusses. Okay. Could a guy, where would he do smicha? Okay, that's the next paragraph.
I'm sorry.
You asked, that's the next paragraph in the, where does he do smicha? Right, he says, smicha ba'azara, ve'ein smicha ela ba'azara dafka, v'im ha'yekar ban ha'omun chutz la'azara, ein zu smicha v'chozer v'somech. Right, so it's the guy going to be allowed in, a guy's usually not allowed past the soreg, which is the fence around the Ezra's Nashim, and Ezra's Rabbi Mabayel, Amdu Bachus, Bechnis Yadam Befnim, Vesavchuk Sheira. Right, but maybe, right, gotta figure it out where it could be done. Okay, let's continue. Says though, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has the three karbanos, one of them to exclude a yoresh. Ula Rabbi Meir, to Amar Yoresh Somech, Vaksiv Karbano, what does he do with that karbano? What does he exclude? Homi Boy Leila Rabos. Interesting, he uses it to include, not to exclude. L'rabos kol bali chavarim l'smicha. To include partners. If partners all own a karban, then everybody has to do smicha. There's no shlichus when it comes to smicha. Right? We discussed this back in Arachin, right? I think. Right? There's no smicha, shlichus, right? Rashi. V'kulon somchin bo. They all have to do smicha. And on this line of the Gemara is where the Brisker Rav discusses, what's the relationship between partners and a yoresh? Partners in a yoresh. Is one more of a bal hakarban than the others? We said before, the question within yoresh, is he doing it bitoras bailim or not? What about partners? Right, a partner can't have someone else do it. Why? Because when each partner does it, is he the bal hakarban? Right? If there are many yarshim, only one has to do it, says the Brisker Rav. Not all of them. So how does that work? Why should one yoresh be able to do it for everyone if there's five sons? Right, one does it, that's good. But five partners, they all have to do it. So is each yoresh a standard? That gets into how Yerusha works too. Right, but that's his discussion. He assumes that by yorshim, they are not the Ba'alei HaKarban. And that's why one could do it for all. Maybe they're stand-in. So whoever is doing it is a stand-in for the Morish. Masha'enkin, partners, they are all the Ba'alei HaKarban. And all the Ba'alei HaKarban have to do smicha. That's the shita of the Brisker Rav and Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says that's what it's coming to include. V'Rabbi Yehuda, Balichovrin L'smicha, Leslay. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says no partners. One can do it for all. My taima to halo miyachid karban to two. It's not only theirs. It's not only one person's. Right? One of them is doing it for all. Maybe it's a machlokas about shlichus. Maybe it's a machlokas about smicha. Maybe it's a machlokas about Yerusha. Interesting. V'Yibayisei malolam islay. Or maybe he does hold of it. And he combines two of the other limudim. One karbano excludes friend and goy. Therefore, so one of them is there to include ba'ali chavarim l'smicha. These are Rabbi Huda's sources, and what Rabbi Meir does are Rabbi Huda's sources. How do partners do smicha? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos. The Rambam says one after another. One after another is how partners do smicha, not at the same time. The Rambam, Gimel, Tes. Chamisha sheheviu zevach echad, kulam somchen alav, ze achar ze. Lo sheyismichu kulam babas achas. Not altogether. Why not? That's not beferish. That's not beferish in the Gemara. Radvaz. Lo sheyismichu kulam babas achas, di yadoksiv velo yadam. Has a drasha. Makes up a drasha. Maybe it has an earlier source. It says yado. You have to do smicha with his hand, not their hand. When it comes to the Parallel Davar Shal Tzibur, I think, v'samchu ziknei ha'eda, aval hacha yado mashma yado v'lo yadam. He has his drasha. V'yim tomar, amay lo amrinan smicha achas amar rachmano v'lo smichos harbe. Da'kadamrinan gabi tznufa. Tznufa achas amar rachmano v'lo tznufas harbe. What's there between smicha and tznufa? Smicha everybody has to do, tznufa not. Maybe it's, right, tznufa is, the animal. V'yishlomar da'azam ksiv v'heinif osam tznufa. V'achan gabi smicha lo ksiv ela v'samach. V'lo ksav smicha. Okay, he quotes that from a Gemara Maseches Menachas. That's in the Gemara already, the chilek between smicha and tznufa. But the Mari Kirkus here says, chatzitza. That's going to be the issue. Right, if you do one on top of another, it's going to be an issue of chatzitza. Then the question is, why can't they just do one next to each other? Is there enough area on the place where smicha has to be done, on the head of the animal, that you could fit? Maybe you can't fit 10 hands, on the animal in the right spot. Okay. All right. Then Bamino and Achotzeitz, but, maybe here for the Bilem's reason, it's not just you can't be up in the air either. Can't be up there. Even if you want to say it's not a chatzitza, but there's airspace, let's say. know if there's lovewood when it comes to hands like that. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Meir Ad Amar Yorish Meimir My Taima. Second to last line. Rabbi Meir says that Yorish is Meimir. So what is his source? Amar Lacha Im Hamar Yamar Larabos Yorish. So also he has a drasha to include Yorish. Neither of the shitas say there's anything misvar. According to Rabbi Meir, would I have assumed Yorish is excluded without the limud? Interesting. Why you need the limud? Okay. And once I know that Yorish is included when it comes to Tzmura, the Yolof Sofak, the Bitchila Sekhtar. So we learn the opposite. We learn Sofak, we learn Tzmura from Smicha. As we'll see, right? You learn smicha from tmura. Ma tchilas hektish yorish meimir, right? Because the double lashon is by tmura. So just like by tchilas hektish, which is tmura, yorish can be meimir. Absof hektish yorish somich. Vereb Yehuda. And what about Vereb Yehuda? Hi, vimhamer yamir my avilei. So what does he use the double lashon for? L'rabos esa isha. To include, a woman can also be meimir. Kidit Tanya, as the Brisa says, we discussed this back in Maseches Arachin in Tosfos there, and the Shidduch Kubetzes here discusses it here. You know, why would you need a special limud? All the Torah is written in masculine form. Why would I have thought a woman is excluded here when it comes to smicha? When it comes to tmura, again, that's the discussion. The Hashmatos in the Shidduch Kubetzes here, right? You see, Os Aleph Ayin B'Hashmatos. So it's in the back. He discusses it in the to look at it for a second. Here in the when it can't fit on the page, the printer put it in the back. So that's where he discusses it here. What would have been the halamine? He quotes this from the Harav Me'ili. Harav Me'ili. The Fishikol Inyan Kule Blashin Zachar. Misne Kalatar Kula Ksuva Blashin Zachar Lomai Nashim. Adarav Tzarach Miyat Baharbi Makomos Lomai Nashim. So he says, "What's the? Why would you have said that?" It says, "Meikar nami salaf yishena betzibur." Maybe you might have thought it's a tzibur din. Go look there. He discusses an extra lashon zachar in the parsha. Good. Okay, the time of fisha calling you could learn about lashon zachar. Everything is in masculine. Shemar lo yachli fenav lo yamar oso isha mina in tam alomer imhamar yamar larabos esha isha. Ul Rabbi Meir isha mina le nafkele me viim the extra vav for Rabbi Yehuda viim lo darsh doesn't darshin that vav. Right, sometimes it's machlokas tanam, didarshin vavs, didarshin s, right? That's our nechemi hamsuni, right? Didarshin different words. Ubein the Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yehuda, taima de Rabbi Kra leisha. Based on both of them, it's only because you have a pasuk to include halo Rabbi Kra hava mina ki of the tmura lo lakya. You would have thought that she would not get malchus. She would not get malchus. That's because you have a limud. But v'yamar Rabbi Yehuda marav v'chein tana de Rabbi Yishmael. But didn't we learn many times in Shas? Ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos ha'adam. A man or a woman who does any of the averas, right? This is in Naso by Vidui. Hishva kasav isha leish lechol onchin shabbatorah. So why would you have thought that she's not going to get malchus for tamura? Itzrich ma'u de tema. Two different girsos here. First we'll go with our girsa. Rashi quotes another girsa. First our girsa. Ma'u de tema hani mili onesh deshove bein biyachid bein betzibur. I would have thought that rule of men and women being equal is by an avera that applies to everybody. To Yachid and to Tzibur. Aval hacha, a Tzibur can't be meimir. Kivan, to onesh she'ino sheva bakolu, ditnan, as we're going to learn later on, ein a Tzibur v'ashutfin osa tzmura. Tzibur and shutfin cannot create tzmura. So once there are some exclusions, so ishanami ki avdu lomakya. I thought a woman is also excluded. Kamash malan, that is why we have the extra limud that she is included. The other girsa that Rashi quotes is, Hani mili, I would have thought this only applies by a lav she'ish b'maisa. Bahani onshin shavin zelazeh. But by a lav she'ein b'maisa, like tmura, which is only b'dibur, talia milsa, so maybe I would have thought not, kamash malan. Kamash malan, we would have said that. Based on this lashon, though, there is an important discussion in the Rambam. The Rambam, we read the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Tumura. Now let's get back to the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Tumura. The first Rambam in Hilchas Tumura, the Rambam says, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Right, the Rambam counts three mitzvos in Tumura. What do you mean three? We mentioned two. Number one, you can't do Tumura. Number two, if you do it, it's a mitzvah, say. Number three, you're not allowed to be Mishaneh Karbanos Mikdusha L'Kedusha. What if I have carbon A, I want to be Mishaneh to carbon B? I want to make an Ola into a Chatos and a Chatos. Doesn't work.
It doesn't work, but, you know, we discuss, could you, is there Hekdash Ilui? We discussed this at the end of the previous Masechta. Could you be Makdash Betaka bias on a Korban? But if you want to really choose, switch Kachim is there to Kachim is there. That's an Isser. Okay, we'll get to that. Says the Rambam, Tzimura you get Malkus, as the first Mishnah says. Kol HaMemer Lo Kealko Behemo Behema Sheyamir Sheneemar Lo Yechbevenav Lo Yamro So. V'Av Al Pisha Lo Asa Maisa. The Rambam here notes that this seems to be an exception to the rule. The Rambam passes Lav Sheyem Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. There's a question about certain averis. Are they considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa? If it's possible to do a ma'isa, if it's possible not to do a ma'isa. But lo ma'isa, if something is, no pun intended, right? If something is considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, the Rambam says you'll get malchus. But this is an exception to the rule, right? Based on Chazal. Mi pi ha'shmu alamdu. Shekal mitzvahs lo tzasei she'ein bo ma'isa ein lo gan alav chutz. Mi nishba v'meimer u'makalas chaver b'shem. These three. Swearing and being meimer and cursing chaveiro b'shem. Shlosh alav meilu i'efsha sheyeh ben maisa klal v'lo kalayin. These three are, it's impossible to do these with a maisa and you still get malchus. Ask the Rambam, v'lo malokin ala tmura. Why do you get malchus on tmura? What is he asking? We just said, it's an exception to the rule. Chazal say. No, ask the Rambam. V'lo malokin ala tmura v'hari lav sheba nita klase. There's another reason you should be putter for malchus. No, Marvim Hamer Yamer Yahu Usmar So Yekodesh. Right? The first Rambam, Nichus Tamura. Fine, it's an exception to the rule of Lav She'ein Bo Ma'isa, but it's a Lav Anita Glasei. Another reason you should be Pater. Says the Rambam, because Sheyeshba Asei Vishne Lavin. Two Lavin. And even though the Rambam himself would say that only means one Malkus, we saw that Shorish in the Shrushim, but the fact that the Torah says it twice, that overrules, that makes it stronger. And therefore, you don't say lava nigla, I say one, I say can't knock out two lavim in the Torah. Says the Rambam, Reshishba, I say vishne lavim. Ve'od, and then the Rambam says, the Rambam's like a Gemara here. Ve'od, she'ein lav sheba shavel asei. And also, they're not equal. Why? The lav is more inclusive. If the lav is more inclusive, you don't call that a lava nigla, I say. Here, tzibur and shutfin are included in the isser of Tamura. Right? Ain osin tmura im hemiru. If they try to do tmura, it doesn't work. The afal pishein musharin shalo yamiru. The lo sase, when Argamar here says that they're excluded, it's only from the ase they're excluded. Right? They're included in the lo sase. So therefore, the lo sase is more inclusive. That's not called a lav. Hanita glase. Nimses omer shahayachit shehemir, hariatmura kodesh. So a yachit that's meimir, it's kodesh. And then the Rambam adds also, quoting from the Tosefta, an interesting line. We'll have to figure out what this means. Viafilu hemir b'shabbos. Even if somebody's meimir on Shabbos, it still works. Why would I have thought not? Right? What? A daraisa. Even to be maso matur is a darabanan. The Rambam says, afilu hemir b'shabbos. The lo karabon. Good. Says the, that's the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph of Tzimura. So why is that important for us? The Achronim asks, the Minchas Chinuch asks. So the Rambam says, whenever you have a Los Asay that's more inclusive than the Asay, you don't call that a Lav Anitag Lasay. Asks the Minchas Chinuch, are women included in the Mitzvah Asay of Nosar? Are women included? Pashtus, it's a Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama. Nosar, you only burn the Karban. You only burn Nosar during the day. So Pashtus, women are not included in the Mitzvah of Sreifas Nosar. But 1 minute, they are included in the Mitzvah Isra of leaving over Nosar, but the Chazal called this a Lava Nita Glase. They're not going to be a Nita Glase. Maybe the Los Asay is more inclusive than the Asay. Right? The Los Asay includes women, and the Asay does not. Right, so ask the Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Gimel, Oz Gimel, maybe, according to this Svar of the Rambam, you have a problem with Nosar. Problem with Nosar. That's Kuf Mem Gimel again, Gimel. Let me just read the Lashon. Kuf Mem Gimel Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch says, V'imasezu noe banashim, kiva deno nabiyom, have the mitzvah seis van grama. But he says, look at the Rambam and Ilchas Tamura. V'im kein gam kan, alav kolog nashim gam kein. Da lo sase museres ase, ina mitzubos. Maybe Chazal telling us that they're included. And if they're not included, then why is it a lav nita glase? That's the question. Unless, as some achronim answer, then maybe tmur is different. Maybe tmur is different. Maybe the assay, the Rambam is saying it as a general rule, but maybe the assay of tmura is a weaker type of assay. There's a tosfos like that in Chulin. Right? You don't do anything. It's not like burn, you have to burn something. It happens. If you try to do it, it's memela. So maybe that type of assay is not called a lava nidik assay if it's less inclusive. But by others, maybe it would be more. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Boi Rami Barchama, Katan Maushi Yamir. What about a Katan?
Kedekatan du tmura. Hey chidami, what's the case? If the katan is 5 years old, he didn't get the onus on a darim, which is 1 year before bar mitzvah. If a katan is not higia, lo tibaylacha, that's not a question. Dikivan, this is an interesting line, again, for our alumnus purposes. Kivan dakdushi lo aktish, amuri meimir. If a katan can't be matish, of course he can't be meimir. So is that relating the two? Is that saying that tmura is connected to an original hakdasha? So if he can't be matish, he can't be meimir. Or not, right? That's the relationship between the yachas of tmura and hakdasha. The Ola Shlomo, or Shlomo Lipschitz here says, maybe it's easier to be meimir. You know, what's the svara, right? Maybe once you already have kedusha, so to extend that kedusha, you know, is easier. So maybe that's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that that's not true. But again, from this lashon, you know, it's interesting what the logic is. But either way, the Gemara says, if he's not higia lonas adarim, it shouldn't work. So, Ella kalkimi b'alai, the katan shigil on the darm. It must be a 12-year-old katan. So, mi amrinon kiva damar mar ish. Mata malomar ki yafli ned de la rabos mufla sabach la ish. De kidsho kadosh. Since he can be makdish, be dakdushi makdish, and bring down a maimer. So, he can be maimer too. O dilma kiva de la bar onshin hu, vitzmur alon methvis. Or maybe because he's not a bar onshin. So, what does la bar onshin mean? Right? Does that mean, right? Another question. Does a katan, can a katan do a maisa aveira and he has a patur onshin, or he can't even do a maisa aveira? So if you say that he can do a maisa aveira, this is a little more difficult, right? He can still do a maisa aveira, right? So why shouldn't he have that connection? Okay, but either way, since he's not going to get punished for it, maybe it shouldn't be nitfas as tamura. So that's an unanswered question. What about katan? What about katan? How could a katan have a karban? Another question. How could he own a karban? Das acharis makne. By Bali Tobin gave him again. Did he Yoresh? Right? Was he Yoresh? That's also a question in the Achronim. Okay, but then the Gemara says, Im Tim Salomar, if you want to say, or the Bach is in, Vafilum Tim Salomar Katan of Itzmur, and even if you're going to say it does work, to Ha'asi Lechlal Onshin, because he's gonna be in the world of Onshin. What about a Goy? Or you could have a Maushi Yamir, Mi Da Akdushi Makdish, since a Goy can be Makdish a Karban, the Tanya Ish Ish Vata Malomar Ish Ish Larabas Oi Kochavim, Shinodrim Nidarm Nidavas Ki Israel, since a Goy can be Makdish a Karban, Emuri Nami Mamir, he could also be Mamir, O Dilma, Kim the Lazil Khal Onshin, Kiyabeda Tumura Lokacha. Right? Do we say that since a Goy can be Makdish, so then he can be Mamir too? Right, and again, maybe that's about the relationship between Tumur and Hektish, or do we say no? Because a Goy will not come Lechlal Onshin, so therefore he can't do Tumur either. Again, unanswered question. Both of these go unanswered until this point. We'll, Be'ez Hashem, get to that in the future. Again, how would we paskin, usually the Rambam paskins like into Salomars, the Kesset Mishnah discusses this, in Tumura, in Aleph Ches, because the Rambam says in Aleph Ches, Katan shigiel onus on a darim shehemir, avo bi she'ein aloke, because he's in the lava onshin, yesh bo safek. Im ose tmura o eina ose. There's a safek. What do you mean? The rule usually is that the Rama passes like into Zalomars. So you should say here that a katan is meimir. So that's a question. Maybe he had a different girsa. Right, often by the Rambam Paskins by Kachi Goyim, there's no tumura. Mi divrei sofrim, he says. Interesting. That's the next line. The other halacha of the Rambam. Maybe just to end off with one other. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. We discussed this a while ago. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Daf Hey seems to quote that if a goy is makdish a karbon, he doesn't bring it on time, he violates Bal Yachel Dvaro. So he asked the Gilyon Hashas, you give Eger on that Tosfos. Understand, that's not one of the Shem Mitzvah in Noach. So why should there be Bal Yachel? Yesh Ta'ayin, Lama Omrim. It's a very wordy. Usually Gilyon Hashas is just Ayin, look in this Makar and figure it out. Here he tells us, Yesh Ta'ayin, Lama Omrim Lo, Havei Shalem, V'chi Mechuyev Hu Bekat. Right, the case there is that it's a Mechusar Eiver. So if he doesn't bring a proper carbon, it's going to be a problem. So he says, why would we say bring a shalem? Mechi mechuyev hu bekach lahavi carbon shalem. Af ben nader v'amar harei alai mikol makom. Ein ben noach mitzuva alav de lo yachel. V'yal motza sefasecha. El de barotze lahakriv. Mechusar eiver omrim lom shalo yikrav. Av alahavi acheres minayin lanim. So he has that question about the Avnei Miluim discusses. Maybe it's different because Amiros l'gavok v'zor slahedyot. And therefore, it's ready. Blasi belongs to Hekdash. Okay, but either way, this is the suffix about katan, and then the suffix about Goy. Okay, maybe we'll stop here by Amar Rava, because it gets into a whole diuk, starting with the next piece. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, we have a haschala in Meseches Temura.